I'm Wesley Enoch. I'm the artistic director of the Queensland Theatre Company and a Noonuckle Noogie man from Stradbroke Island. I grew up believing that democracy meant the right to vote, the right to participate, to choose leaders from your community who would go forward to argue on your behalf in the great debates of the nation. In this, I've been disappointed. I grew up believing the will of the people could not be wrong, that an inclusive, collective sense of community would always win out and encourage us to be the best we could be, that in a world where democracy also meant that the majority ruled, that this sense of commonwealth would breed compassion, understanding, and acceptance of minority opinion, that laws made in a democratic structure would always articulate a greater good for all citizens, reflect our moral and ethical ambitions, and ultimately create a nation we could all be proud of. In this, I've been disappointed. But I also grew up knowing that wisdom was not automatically connected to that which was popular. In Aboriginal families, we grow up accepting that a life lived well provides wisdom and guidance to all, and the cycles of the seasons and the survival of the clan is predicated on listening to those who've had a long life, those who, through the fact of their long existence on the planet, could see patterns, analyse the accumulated evidence, listen to the prevailing winds, and chart a direction forward that has maintained a cultural continuity that reaches back far before the Magna Carta. And here lies a lesson. If democracy is the fundamental faith in the many, to do what is right for the many, do we run the risk of enshrining self-interest over public good, popularity over wisdom, and a kind of us and them that appeals to our deepest fears and self-defence, rather than a sense of welcome debate and discussion? Are the many served better through the actions of the wise, rather than the votes of the ill-informed mass of the disappointed? I know now that the right to vote is not a right at all, but like an Aboriginal clan, part of a complex web of responsibilities built to best serve our survival. It is beholden on each member of a democracy to reflect on the evidence and amassed wisdom of the age to see the way forward, to have frank and fearless debate about the situation at hand, to participate rather than abstain, and to educate yourself of your responsibilities before you try to enact your rights. It is not a right to be a bigot. It is not a right to be ignorant. It is not a right to deny the humanity of others. It is not a right to neglect your responsibilities by turning up to a polling booth feeling powerless when democracy awards you power. Because I believe democracy works best when each and every citizen is wise, thoughtful, and engaged every day of the year, not just when you cast a vote.